Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Starline by a TV host, author, and physician. His latest book shows readers the steps to increasing longevity and holding back future illnesses. The book is Eat Your Age, Feel Younger, Be Happier, Live Longer. We welcome New York Times bestselling author, Dr. Ian K. Smith.
Hey, man. Good to talk to you. Thanks for having me.
Ian, let's go beyond the mic. You've written so many books, Shred, Super Shred, Blast Sugar, out of your nonfiction side. Why was Eat Your Age the next appropriate step?
Well, I'm 55, and I don't feel 55. I don't look 55, but I understood that as I was getting older and I was looking at my contemporaries who were getting equally older, a lot of them were not faring well. And I couldn't understand why was it that I felt like I'm 25. I mean, I'm running and jumping, still dunking a basketball. I mean, I don't feel, honestly, much different than I was in my late 20s, early 30s. And what I realized was that the things that I had been doing for several decades contributed to me being in a position that at this age, everything is working and functioning well. And so I wanted to really write a book to talk about how our bodies change physically and physiologically decade by decade, starting in your 30s. But also, more importantly, what are the adaptations we need to make? How we fuel our body with food and how we move? How do we make those changes for each decade so that we're still able to do the things that we want to do?
People are jumping into anything that will help them lose weight. How has the weight loss fads hurt people and push them closer to some of these diseases?
Well, Sean, I've spent my entire career being an anti-faddist because fads are short-term. They may work, but they're short-term. They're not sustainable. They can be expensive. They can also be dangerous. There are a lot of fads over the years that have really hurt people, even killed people. So I've always been against these fads. My whole mission and my whole message to people is that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to eat perfectly or exercise perfectly. But 70% of the time, if you can do what is considered to be healthier, and the other 30%, you know, you do what you do. But if you can have that nice balance, then it becomes a sustainable lifestyle. And so my programs are all about sustainability. Are you able to do this not just now, but a year from now and 10 years from now? And I think people who are able to do that, then they obviously enjoy long-term success.
Which nutrient is the key for men and women today?
Well, it depends on your decade, right? So Eat Your Age says decade by decade, what are your top nutrients? What are your top exercises? What are the medical tests you need, the medical numbers you need to know? So depending on the decade, but for example, if you're in your 30s, I would say one of the top nutrients is calcium, extremely important for bone health and for teeth health. And you need to build up your bone stock while you're younger to prevent osteoporosis, which is thinning of the bones as you get older. If you're in your 40s, for example, I think monounsaturated fats are important, very good for your heart and your blood vessels, preventing heart disease and blood vessel disease. If you're in your 50s, fiber. Fiber is critical to keep our gastrointestinal tract moving, prevent constipation, all those other problems. And lastly, if you're in your 60s plus, protein. Older people are not eating enough protein, which is the building block of muscle, which is what we need more of as we age. And a lot of people don't realize that the loss of muscle as you age is very dangerous.
New York Times bestselling author Dr. Ian K. Smith's latest book, Eat Your Age, Feel Younger, Be Happier, Live Longer. And he joins us beyond the mic for The Rocky Eight. Ian, all this is eight random questions. Answer with the first thing that comes to your mind. There's no pressure.
Okay, here we go.
What's your go-to pressure washer as spring approaches? I know you love pressure washing as kind of a relaxation technique. What's your favorite go-to one?
Honda.
What's the most weight you've ever benched?
290 pounds.
This one's a tricky one. Best score at Hamilton Farms without cheating.
Oh, I love this question. One of my favorite golf courses. My best score was a 79.
Top three songs on your playlist right now.
Luther Vandross, So Amazing, Bruno Mars, 24, and anything by Kendrick Lamar.
What's the best snack for you?
Chocolate chip cookies. Are you kidding?
Favorite animal at the zoo?
Lions. In safari. I don't go to zoos. I go to safaris at lions.
Best thing about your twin?
He looks like me.
not going to ask who looks better. Place on the Harvard campus where you got a lot of thinking done.
Widener Library in the Stacks.
Let's sneak in a couple more with Dr. Ian K. Smith beyond the mic. What's your favorite memory of your World War II veteran grandfather who lived to 92?
My favorite memory of him was riding in the car in his old Dodge and going to the post office to buy stamps because he was a stamp collector, and him telling us all kinds of stories as I was a little kid.
You write fiction also, so if your Ash Kane mystery series was optioned for a movie, who would you want starring as Ash?
I would like Idris Elba.
How has the way you look at nutrition changed from when you first started?
I feel that nutrition is about fueling your body, empowering your body to be better and do what you want to do.
Ian, what was the biggest mistake you've ever made, and how have you overcome it?
Being too reactionary when I didn't like something or didn't get my way. And I've overcome it now by thinking through things before I give a response. So I will type an email that's angry, erase it, and then come back with something that's of a nicer tone.
It's time for One Big Question with Dr. Ian K. Smith beyond the mic. Ian, who's the one person you want to save the most in writing this book?
I want to save the person who has given up and who has thought that because they are either overweight or because they are so out of shape that there is no hope that they can go back and really take back some of the years that they may have lost in their condition. And I want to give them hope that they can actually thrive and not just survive.
So where do you find hope on a daily basis?
My family.
He loves watching lions on safari, shot a 79 without any mulligans or cheating at Hamilton Farms, and wants you to read his book, Eat Your Age, Feel Younger, Be Happier, Live Longer. Dr. Ian K. Smith, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Sean, this is a great interview. I appreciate you. Thank you.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut. If you're enjoying these conversations, please check out another Beyond the Mic episode to find more actors, artists, and people you need to know. We'd also appreciate a like and subscribe on the Good Pods app.